Lecture topic, acceptance of simple actions.
There was one of the Sheikh al-Hadith of Darulun Dioband. I'm talking about Darulun Dioband, the mother institution. So he had taught there for a considerable time, the Sheikh Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali. The time when he finished teaching, he passed away. At that time, he was 95 or 96 years old. And he was teaching up to that time. And he would teach in a manner that at night, 4 hours he used to teach Bukhari Sharif, that 4 hours he used to sit in one posture. And without any other movement, he used to be extremely sick. But for those 4 hours, he would teach without any disruption, any interruption of any sort. And as if that there was no problem, no sickness, no weakness. After that 4 hours have passed, he couldn't even stand up on his own. So the point was, he was a very, very great personality and taught Bukhari Sharif in that manner for so many years. Very senior person. Any case, when he passed away, so somebody saw him in a dream, one of his students. Again, many times we mention this, that dreams are not wahi, the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salam are wahi. The rest of us, any person, his dream is not wahi, but Allah Ta'ala makes sometimes things apparent through dreams, true dreams of people. So dreams are of all kinds. It's a lesson. In any case, the student saw him in a dream. So he asked him that, how did things go with you? He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala forgave me. He asked him that there was any specific thing on which you, mashallah, gained your forgiveness. In other words, he was now probably referring to that you taught Hadith Sharif for so many years and in the manner that you dedicated yourself, etc. So he said, well, I had this problem for a very long time that I was suffering with severe pain in my knees. So it was a old age and so many things. So this was an ongoing thing. One day, while sitting, I suddenly felt this extreme pain, so I then stretched my legs straight ahead to give some relief. But as soon as I stretched my legs forward, I realized I was sitting in the direction of the Qibla. So despite the pain, because I couldn't do anything else at that time, but I quickly folded my legs again, because this was not in keeping with the adab and the respect of the Kaaba Sharif, of the Qibla. So I was in this very severe pain, and in that old age and pain at that time, to move any direction requires help. So all I could do was again just fold my legs. So I did it, and I bore the pain. So Allah Ta'ala forgave me on account of that respect to the Qibla. Now, these things sound like by the way things sometimes to us, that how we, for example, hold the Quran Sharif, how we keep it, where we keep it, how we sit in the masjid, how we conduct ourselves in the masjid. But doing things correctly in keeping with the adab and respect, Allah knows best where that will come to our rescue in dunya also, and how that might be the thing that might take us ahead in akhirat. Now, it doesn't mean that everything else didn't come to his avail at all, but the point is that Allah knows best, this was a dream. But many other incidents of this nature, where somebody, very great personalities, the people saw them in a dream, they say, no, this particular small action, somebody that small, short 2 rakats I read in the dead of night, somebody that pen that was dipped in that ink, and one fly came and sat on it, so I let it just bring that moment. Abu Zur'a Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi, hundreds of thousands of ahadith he had written. So the point is that these aspects of respect and adab are not to be treated lightly. Not to be just, well, one of those things, if I didn't show that amount of respect that was necessary, so what? Not so what, that can become a major problem. And if I took this extra step, or went the extra mile to show more adab to things that should, that deserve that respect, so what's the great thing about it? No, it's very great. You don't know how great it could be. The basic lesson is, that never ever compromise adab, never compromise respect. This is a very important and fundamental aspect in our deen. Allah Ta'ala give us that.